Here is exciting news. The second annual Hudson River Skywalk Arts Festival is on Sunday. That's September 30th at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, the Thomas Cole Site, and Oana. To tell us more, we welcome Betsy Jacks, Executive Director of the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill. And Kate Mencaneri is Curator at the Cole Site. This is the 200th anniversary of Thomas Cole's arrival in the United States, which is a pivotal moment for the birth of American art, as is reflected in the major exhibition of Cole's work, organized by the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is now in view at the National Gallery in London. The Thomas Cole site also has two exhibitions on display, Picturesque and Sublime, Thomas Cole's Transatlantic Inheritance, and Spectrum. We'll find out about both of those in just a moment. But first, we welcome Betsy and Kate to the roundtable this morning. How are you both?
We're good. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thank you for having us.
A real pleasure. We always love having you here because you always have cool stuff to talk about. So let's begin. You ready for my brilliance? Get ready. I'm assuming that if you're having a second annual Hudson River Skywalk Arts Festival, the first one went pretty well. Is that a safe assumption?
It is.
Yeah.
Right? You don't repeat a mistake, right? No, it's really the beginning of something big because, in Thomas Cole's time, you had to take a boat across the Hudson River to get from Thomas Cole's house over to where Frederick Church would build his home decades later. And then in the 1930s, we have a bridge. Well, now you'll be able to walk from one historic house to the other. So it's really the capstone now of a big year for Thomas Cole. It started out with an exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, a major show on Thomas Cole. It's 200 years since he first came to America, bringing his British traditions and starting American landscape painting as a new school of art. So it's the year of Thomas Cole. And so this Sunday, we will have this festival that takes place at the bridge, the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, as well as at the Thomas Cole site and at Olana. And we'll celebrate this completion, which is, it's under construction, as everybody has noticed driving through there. So the construction will still be going on during the festival, and we'll be partying anyway.
And all of this goes on as a way of, so what is the connection? Is it just you planning this, or is it through a group of organizations?
Oh, not at all. Actually, it's being spearheaded by the Bridge Authority and their nonprofit arm, the Historic Bridges of the Hudson Valley.
Yep.
And it's a three-way team effort to, first of all, come up with the idea of Skywalk, promote it, get it done, et cetera, apply for the grants with many other partners. But the Bridge has really led the way. Bridge Authority.
So ultimately, how do you get people to your site then when they're at the other locations?
Well, right now there is a walkway across the bridge, and you can walk across the bridge. But until this skywalk is completed, you are not able to walk from the bridge all the way to the Thomas Cole site on one side and to Olana on the other side.
Right.
So that's what's under construction, are those walkways.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but we can get there, and that's the, I guess I've been just as far as
this Sunday?
Yeah. When people are there saying, oh, by the way, you want to also go here.
Right.
Like, so they move around is my point.
Yep. There'll be events taking place at all three sites.
Yep.
And you can actually walk from the place where the bridge is having their event to the Thomas Cole site. You just have to meander through the neighborhood.
Yep.
The direct route is under construction. So, yeah, we'll all be out there with art exhibitions. And I think
and a little swimming never hurt anybody.
I don't recommend swimming.
Okay.
Cold right
now. Yeah, it is very cold. And what you were about to say about Kate?
Oh, well, I was going to invite Kate to talk about the new exhibition that opened a few weeks ago at the Thomas Cole site called Spectrum, which is an amazing immersion of contemporary art right into the historic rooms and out on the grounds. And it shows that Thomas Cole's influence is still very heavily felt by contemporary artists today.
And this has a lot to do with color.
Yeah, Thomas Cole was fascinated with color, and he, you know, right down from the colors that he chose for the interior decorations of the house, which we've recently restored, his color wheel or diagram of contrast, and his writing in his journal, he wrote about how colors could be analogous to music and emotions, but also he was interested in color and light and their relationship. And he wanted to invent an instrument that could play the sounds of color. He was just fascinated by it. And so as part of our open house contemporary art and conversation with Cole series, I had been talking with a number of artists about things that were interesting to them, and everyone's fascinated with color. And the exhibition Spectrum is a site-specific exhibition installed through the historic interiors of his home, his studio, and the grounds. And it includes 11 artists, but it developed in conversation with another artist, with Kiki Smith, who had a solo exhibition at the Cole site last year. And while we were installing her exhibition, she was talking a lot about how she used color in her tapestries, thousands of different colors in her tapestries. And when I asked her what her favorite painting by Thomas Cole was, she said, "Well, I'm really interested in the way he uses color and light phenomena in his paintings." And so from there, we started talking about Cole and color and just being so curious about it and how fascinated he was with it. And then also how contemporary artists are using color today and how color is science, but it's also art, how color is connected to nature and color and the senses.
And that color of the senses is something that is so powerful, I guess, in all art, but especially Cole is such a great case to be made, correct? Certainly opens up a lot of discussion.
I think so, yeah. And it's been fascinating because it's quite layered. Cole thought that, like I said, that color and light, color couldn't exist without light. And light couldn't exist without color, right? So it's this relationship that's very scientific. And there are seven colors of the light spectrum, a la Newton. But at the same time, he was reading different theories like Goethe, who were saying, color is emotional. And I think Cole wanted to look at both of those things. And the artists in this exhibition do just that. They look at color as something, Mildred Thompson's work is looking at color in relationship to physics. She thought color was electromagnetic radiation. And so she's looking at it in terms of physics and the cosmos. And there's other artists like Anne Veronica Janssens who created a immersive light installation, a color and light installation. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interesting projects. And they are all, when we organized the exhibition, we invited, not only is it curated in collaboration with the artist Kiki Smith in conversation with her, but we created it in collaboration with the exhibiting artists so that they were actually involved in making decisions about where their artwork went and how it was in communication with Cole's own work, which is on view in the house. The color wheel, which is called Diagram of Contrast, that Cole used is on view in the house, and it's part of what visitors will see when they come.
I teach an interviewing class, and we talk about the myth of there's no such thing as a stupid question. So let me just ask this one: why is Spectrum all capitalized?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, there you go.
That's a really good question.
Write it down, Mike. We have a good one. Okay. So it sounds powerful. I guess that's it gives it sort of. And it's different than the cable company.
It is different. Yeah, it is. Spectrum, because I think part of this exhibition, there's the Spectrum has many meanings. And Spectrum is quite literally, the seven colors that come from light. But Spectrum is also where they overlap. And Spectrum is also a range. And I think some of the things that the artists in our exhibition are doing is making visible something that maybe can be invisible. And so what is in the visible spectrum and what isn't? And I think that it's a sensory kind of incredible experience to see the artwork in space, but it's also to think about the invisible spectrum in the 19th century home of an artist who's no longer with us is interesting. It has a different and all these different layers.
Another exhibit, as I mentioned in the introduction, Picturesque and Sublime, Thomas Cole's Transatlantic Inheritance. Tell us a little bit about this particular exhibit, looking at the transatlantic influences of Cole's work.
Do you want to take that one?
Sure.
Okay. I think right now at the site, you have a pretty unique opportunity where you can see the influences that Thomas Cole brought with him from Europe, from artists like J.M.W. Turner and Constable. And then right across the lawn, you can see the influences he's having today. So it's a really a full experience you can have right now. And the first exhibition, Picturesque and Sublime, takes place in Thomas Cole's studio. So right there, it's in an environment that adds to the meaning. And on the walls are these artists that Thomas Cole just was enthralled by. He was good friends with Constable. He was fascinated by Turner's paintings, although he had a mixed reaction, I guess, to the man himself, because he was not a gentleman in Thomas Cole's view. And, you know, he had his buttons all wrong on his shirt, and he was very coarse, and he was rude. So he didn't exactly take a shine to Turner personally, but he just was in love with his paintings. So on the walls right here in Thomas Cole's studio are Turner's, like this incredibly huge Turner watercolor that is never on view. And here it is in Thomas Cole's home. So how thrilled would he be? 200 years after he first came to America, all these British artworks came over to his home. And if you look at them, you can see this is where Thomas Cole got this idea and that notion. You can trace it right into his paintings. And we have several major Thomas Cole paintings on view in the gallery, so you can make that comparison yourself.
And does it have a long-lasting effect in the sense of the transatlantic of you see it not just immediately but over time as well?
Yeah, that we've had this mythology about Thomas Cole that he just sprung from the Hudson River fully formed as a sort of native genius. And I think what this shatters that, because he was not. He was, first of all, he was British born, and he came to this country when he was 17 years old. So he brought with him these traditions that now we just they're so naturally ingrained in our minds.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take a picture of the landscape, you'll probably frame the view with a tree on the left, water in the middle distance, and some mountains in the background. And that directly comes from Claude Lorrain. Thomas Cole brings these traditions, plants them here in the U.S., and starts the tradition of American landscape painting.
Well, all of this is happening at the Thomas Cole site and much, much more. The second annual Hudson River Skywalk Arts Festival is this Sunday, September 30th, at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, the Thomas Cole site, and Owana. Also, the two exhibits that we mentioned, Spectrum and Picturesque and Sublime, Thomas Cole's Transatlantic Inheritance. You can find out information about all of these events by going to their website, thomascole.org. You can also find information and a link at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, where you can also hear this interview again as well. Betsy, Kate, thank you so much for being with us. A pleasure as always. Have a beautiful weekend and a lovely event on Sunday.
Thank you. We hope to see you there.
Thank you very much. Be well.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.